around the house. In the bedroom, I sat on the bed and looked at Kumiko's dresses lined up in the wardrobe. And I thought, what has been the point of my life until now? I saw what Noboru Wataya had been talking about. My first reaction to his words had been anger, but I had to admit that he was right. "You have been married to my sister for 6 years," he had said. "And what have you done in all that time? Nothing, right? All you've accomplished in 6 long years is to leave your job and ruin Kumiko's life. Now you're out of work and you have no plans for the future. There's nothing inside that head of yours but garbage and rocks." I had no choice but to admit the accuracy of his remarks. Objectively speaking, I had done nothing meaningful in these 6 years, and what I had in my head was indeed something very like garbage and rocks. I was a zero, just as he had said. But was it true that I had ruined Kumiko's life? For a long time I looked at her dresses and blouses and skirts. They were the shadows Kumiko had left behind. Bereft of their owner, these shadows could only hang where they were, limp. I went to the bathroom and took out the bottle of Christian Dior cologne that someone had given to Kumiko. I opened it and smelled it. It was the fragrance I had smelled behind Kumiko's ears the morning she had left the house. I slowly poured the entire contents into the sink. As the liquid flowed down the drain, a strong smell of flowers, the exact name of which I tried but failed to recall, hung over the sink, stirring up memories with brutal intensity. In the midst of this intense aroma, I washed my face and brushed my teeth. Then I decided to go to Mei Kasahara's. As always, I stood in the alley at the back of the Miyawaki house, waiting for Mei Kasahara to appear. But this time, it didn't work. I leaned against the fence, sucked on a lemon drop, looked at the bird sculpture, and thought about Lieutenant Mamiya's letter. Soon, however, it began to grow dark. After waiting close to half an hour, I gave up. Mei Kasahara must be out somewhere. I made my way back down the alley to the rear of my house and scaled the wall. Inside, I found the place filled with the hushed, pale darkness of a summer evening. And Krita Kano was there. For one hallucinatory moment, I felt I was dreaming, but no, this was the continuation of reality. A subtle trace of the cologne I had spilled still floated in the air. Krita Kano was sitting on the sofa, her hands on her knees. I drew closer to her, but as if time itself had stopped inside her, she made not the slightest movement. I turned on the light and sat in the chair facing her.
"The door was unlocked," she said at last. "I let myself in."
"That's all right," I said. "I usually leave the door unlocked when I go out." She wore a lacy white blouse, flouncy mauve skirt, and large earrings. On her left wrist she wore a large pair of matching bracelets. The sight of them sent a shock through me. They were virtually identical to the bracelets I had seen her wearing in my dream. Her hair and makeup were both done in her habitual style. Hairspray held the hair perfectly in place as usual, as if she'd just arrived from the beauty salon.
"There is not much time," she said. "I have to return home right away, but I wanted to be sure I had a chance to talk with you, Mr. Okada. You saw my sister and Mr. Wataya today, I believe."
"I certainly did. Not that it was the most amusing little gathering."
"Isn't there something you would like to ask me in connection with that?"
she asked. All kinds of people were coming to me with all kinds of questions. "I'd like to know more about Noboru Wataya," I said. "I can't help thinking that I have to know more about him." She nodded.
"I would like to know more about Mr. Wataya myself. I believe that my sister has already told you that he defiled me once, a very long time ago. I don't have time to go into that today, but I will on some future occasion. In any case, it was something done to me against my will. It had originally been arranged for me to have relations with him, which is why it was not rape in the ordinary sense of the word. But he did defile me, and that changed me as a person in many important ways. In the end, I was able to recover from the experience. Indeed, it enabled me, with the help of Multicano, of course, to bring myself to a whole new, higher level. Whatever the end results may have been, the fact remains that Noboru Wataya violated and defiled me at that time against my will. What he did to me was wrong.